Zaps 166. Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. You're listening to. Recorded for my Zaps YouTube channel. Zaps Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival YouTube channel. And my Zaps Anchor. Anchor podcast app. Recordings. So. Thanks everybody for tuning in. If you could do so, please give me a. Just smash that subscribe button on YouTube. Go to YouTube and just smash the Zaps subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Beautiful, lovely, 11 o'clock sharp in the afternoon here in Orange County, California. Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. And check out the weather. Weather for today is looking like mid-60s. Throughout the day, looks like it's going to be a sunny one today. Sunny, nice, kind of 60s is like a nice degree. It's like kind of normal temp. When you start getting into the 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, I guess that's when it starts getting really hot. So it's a nice kind of perfect weather kind of a day. Like you want it in like the mids. Like for most people, they want like low 60s, mid 60s, higher 60s. It's really nice at that temperature. It's kind of like almost for most people it's like kind of a very much like a perfect weather. So tomorrow looks like to be sunny. Let's check out the waves. Supposed to be high surf advisory for this week. Checking out the waves right now. I've been doing a lot of checking out of the waves over the past week. Checking out all the surf spots here in California, and right now we're just gonna check out Huntington Beach because that's a pretty good. At least for me, it's a pretty good indication of what everywhere is going to be looking like. So if it's like slushy, right now it's just like really flat. Like I'm talking like lake flat and there's like half a foot to 1 foot mush rolling through. So looks like it's going to be a small one today, as usual. I'm looking out way outside at the horizon and I'm not seeing no whitewash chops. So it looks like a kind of like a calm day, a super calm fishing day. I would probably assume that most it'd be like perfect day to go out sailing, or not sailing, but like fishing, deep sea fishing, all that kind of stuff. So it looks like a nice fishing day, beach day. Looks very calm, peaceful, so really cool. If you'd like to support, again, if you'd like to support the Zaps channel and me, Chris Borges, on my channel, we do have at the top right corner of the banner of the Zaps YouTube channel, Borges Bay One, my actual eBay store. If you go into it, you can actually see 5 followers, 90% positive feedback. That means I'm mostly good. Probably had like one mess up throughout the hundreds of orders I've done. 281 items sold over the lifespan of Borges Bay One here on the eBay store. And as you can see, we got a whole bunch of cool stuff. We got hats. We got computer parts and accessories. This is a Mamba Elite wired optical gaming mouse, black, for $79.95. We got a vintage pen, Long Beach fishing reel, number 60 right here. We have a Chicago Electric Power Tools 100 amp load battery and charging system tester, I believe that's called, right there. And we got some Shiseido. And if you look, there's beanies, CDs. Oh, so just check it out. There's hundreds and hundreds of items. You know, Borges Bay One, new items every day, fast shipping, amazing deals daily. So check it out. We got belts, hats, flashlights, custom things, little notebook cards, car accessories, from seatbelt covers to auto parts. We have tools. I have original books that I've created here available for sale. I'm posting up my paintings and all that kind of stuff soon. DVDs, locks, parts, knickknacks, vinyls, CDs, all kind of stuff. Puzzles, video games. Check it out. You might find something you like. And you'll be helping out me, Chris Borges, and the Zaps podcast if you do decide to get some. So I'd really appreciate that. These are also my, you can also see the top right banner here. This is my Twitch link. Here is my actual YouTube official band YouTube channel, official artist page. Here's my Shoreside Gazebo Films YouTube channel. That's my filmmaking YouTube channel. And we just have my www.chrisborges.com. website that has the links, and it's the main tree, it's the main hub to all the links of every single one of my social media apps and all my YouTube, my Twitch, all that stuff. So check it out. Exactly as it says, as always, at the top of the title, it says sold a, here it is, I'm pulling it up for you guys right on the screen, Remo practice pad with drumsticks. Yes, this has been with me for years. I'd probably say a good 2 years I've had this just sitting in storage in my rooms, you know, just where I've been, just my room, where I've been at. I bought this a long time ago. Literally, I got this huge lot of stuff, and this is just part of it. This was just in there. In this huge lot I got for like literally like I paid like $20 for the thing, and I got like, you know, like three huge bin fulls of just like knickknacks, musical gear, and computer parts and other accessories as well too, like whole bunch of stuff, wires, game, whole bunch of games in there too in the bin. So I had this, a whole bunch of stuff. The guy just didn't want it. It was just inside his basement. He didn't want it, and I bought it off him for $40. And I filled up my truck, and I just bring it home and just posted up online a lot of the stuff. So here it is. Here's one of them. It's a That sold, and this alone practically made all my money back from that $40 take from all the three bins. So basically, I got my money back just off of this one item alone. So I got three bins full more stuff to sell. So here it is. I'll show it to you guys. I mean, I already packed it, shipped, ready to go. It's just in a. It's actually wrapped in a black lining, a trash bag lining, and it has the cardboard box protection underneath. And it's wrapped in bubble wrap, and it has the package label up top, ready to go. So this is ready to go. This is actually the Remo practice pad with drumsticks inside of this that I'm showing you guys. So great profit. I mean, I literally paid about a quarter for this, probably, or less. So it sold for $29.95 plus a $4.95 shipping. Great profit right there. Probably made about $25 after it's all said and done. 25, $20, give or take. Great profit. It's a great $20 bill right there. As well as that, I also got a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of new items. eBay, my eBay's a little bit shot at the moment. There's a technical issue that I don't know how to solve yet, but I'm getting that fixed ASAP. I've been dealing with it all afternoon, night, and this morning. So, that's just how business goes. As soon as you start running through your business, you're gonna come across crazy, crazy problems. You're gonna open up cans of worms. I call them cans of worms. You're gonna open up doors and worms of problems. That's what happens when you deal with business. That's why it's so tough, and a lot of people quit because and give up and quit because it's so difficult. Because I noticed just in my small little world, my small little eBay business that I do, you know, besides my other 10 jobs that I do, you know, I notice when I go through even these small things, it opens up a can of worms every time to like 10 different problems, 20 different problems, new problems that I have to fix in order to keep going. So it's that's just the nature of business in general. It's very any type of business that anyone gets in, it becomes very, very difficult to persevere and to fix the problem and to keep going to the next level, because there definitely is levels to this. To this bit to the businesses. I noticed that, you know, and you're only going to receive these levels and be at that moment in your life when you're prepared to receive them. If you're not prepared, you just won't reach that level. What I'm talking about is when I first started, for example, I used to mainly deal in very, very, very low risk, very low pay things, very, very cheap things. I used to deal in baseball cards, basketball cards, very, very cheap stuff, Pokemon cards, you know, things that can get for like a dollar, you know, and you can trade a buck for it, and you meet with people and you can buy, sell, or trade, or like that kind of stuff, or you can buy from the store or wherever have you buy it. And you know, that's one thing, and that's at that moment in time, you know, 10, 20 years ago, that's what I was ready to do. You know, and as you get older and older and older, and as you get the experience and the knowledge and all the years of experience that goes into it, you learn different ways to go about it. You know how to tackle bigger ticket items. You'll learn how to acquire them, and you'll learn how to sell them properly, you know. So that, you know, I noticed that as the years are progressing, I noticed that my items, they usually get bigger, but like they get more expensive, you know. The profits are a lot greater just because I'm just aware of all these little things. Like every single little thing you can think of sells. Like everything sells. You wouldn't imagine, you know. I knew this was going to sell, but it was mostly an experiment. If you guys can understand what I'm saying, it wasn't a guarantee, but I had a good feeling this was going to sell. Now, what is this? This is just a Remo drum pad and some drumsticks. But look at the price that it sold for. You know, I could post this up for $1 million, but it doesn't mean somebody has to fork over $1 million for it. I mean, it's up to the buyer to want to purchase it for that amount if they so choose to. So that's how sales go. That's how business goes. It's kind of, you know, I do a lot of experimentation, you know, and obviously in business, the more money, the better, obviously. But there's a lot of experimentation for me, especially involved, because I'm still a very much a beginner, I'm not novice, I'm not professional at it. So what I do is, I kind of just throw things out there, you know. I kind of just mix and match things. I throw them out there, see how they do. And every single day is different, you know. You know, depending on the traffic of your actual store and your www.com or wherever have you go. Especially eBay and Amazon, obviously, it's the biggest platforms besides Google, obviously. There's Google, eBay, Amazon, Facebook Marketplace, obviously, Craigslist, OfferUp are the biggest players in generalized selling community, buying community, reselling community in general, for the United States, you know, probably for the world. So, you know, especially in the United States, because this is where the platform is located. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, you know, business can be gone about a million different ways, you know, thousands of different ways, a hundred thousands different ways. You can sell anything you want for any price you want. So business, the way I look at it, you know, I look at it in a very fun way. You know, I actually look at my business in a very fun way. I really much do enjoy business, just in general. I enjoy the whole process of it. There's a lot of difficult situations, obviously, just like in a regular job or anything like that. There's a lot of things that arise. But the point of it is to make sales, you know, to actually make the sale. You know, for to have someone to actually choose to want to buy your item, whatever it may be. You know, it could be a painting that you made. It could be a book that you wrote. It could be a movie that you created. It could be a video game that you made. It could be an original creations or products that you've created yourself to make. And it could be, obviously, it can be anything else, anything that any other company or any person that's made, any kind of item can be sold for a price. And I'm honestly astonished at, you know, things that actually sell sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I post stuff up, but sometimes I just can't believe it sells, you know, especially for the price it did, you know, because, like, say, for example, like, say if I, you know, okay, so I'll grab this, just for example. Say if I just grab some just oil-free sunblock lotion. Now, you would think, at least in my opinion, in my head, I'm thinking right off the bat, is like, this is very, very common. Probably nobody wants to buy oil-free sunblock lotion, you know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, not everybody's struggling in the world, you know what I mean? Not everybody, you know, there's billions and billions of people, you know, everyone with their own individual mind. Sometimes people like to just buy stuff just because they think it looks cool and they want to try it. You know, there's a million different, there's infinite different reasons why people want to buy stuff from you. You know, maybe they just like you as a person and they want to support you. Maybe they just want to just buy this thing because it looks cool to them. Because they want to test it out. They don't know what it is. So I mean, just very amazing to me, business in general, because I realized over the years and decades that I've sold many things I never thought would sell. I kind of just posted them up thinking like, yeah, that's probably not gonna sell. I just wanted to see if it works. And you know what? Not like half of the time, I'm actually shocked and surprised. Like that it actually sold. I'm just like, wow, somebody actually bought that? That's insane. So stuff that I don't even want or even care for is valuable to somebody else. And that's it. It's just very amazing to me how the mind works, because things that I value, just when it comes to like toys and items and just stuff I like and stuff like that, just like tech gear, obviously, music gear, clothing, all that kind of stuff, just like toys, basically, just stuff. Stuff that I like, I notice a lot of people like them, but what's just funny to me that I realize every day is, because most of the things that I post up, to be frank, it's these are things that I don't care for. That like I'm cool if it sells and whatever have you, to sell it and just to ship it off and they pay me the money. I don't mind that. Because the things that I sell, I make sure that they're not sentimental to me, first of all. That like, that make sure I don't extremely enjoy them. Because if I enjoy them, obviously I want to keep them for whatever a keepsake or to just have them as a toy and play with the item or the used item for whatever it does. Now, I notice, but I do notice things that I post up on my eBay store that I do not care for. Really, like it's not something I want to own or keep, have a keepsake, basically. I notice people want them, so it's very funny to me. It's just like, 'cause I know I don't want, I didn't want these Remo practice pad with drumsticks. I just don't need them right now at the moment. And I've seen better drum pads in my lifetime, so I just know this isn't the best type of one to get if I was to keep a drum pad. I know for a fact these drumsticks, these Vicfords, aren't my favorite type of drumsticks that I've used. I've used a whole bunch of drumsticks. And I know just these thicker models aren't very good for at least for me, in my opinion. Like when I'm jamming, it doesn't feel good to jam them. It's just not my type of drumstick, so I just let them go, And it's just amazing to me what people buy, It's just amazing because people like that stuff. Stuff that you don't like, people enjoy and they want, So it's very cool stuff to me to think about. Other than that, I gotta fix this problem on my store because it's not letting me list right now at the moment. So I gotta fix it somehow. And if I can't figure it out, or if customer assistance can't help me figure it out, we gotta fix it one way or another. There has to be a solution, a resolution. There's a way to fix everything. When something breaks, there's a way to fix it. Always. If something's not working, there's a way to unhinge it. Always. There's a way around everything. So that's the positive mindset what I have when I go into business and I run into these crazy problems, is that I'm just aware that it's gonna happen. I know that a can of worms is gonna open up that's gonna be very difficult, and I'll do whatever it takes for however long it takes to get it finished. 'Cause that's just the way that my mind works. It's built to persevere through very difficult and extremely hard problems, because that's just the only way I know how to go about it, is just to fix it. So that's what's going on right now. So we're here back at the Zaps Podcast actual YouTube channel. Another subscriber, yes, thank God. I love when I see another subscriber on my channel. It feels like I earned every single subscriber that I have on my channels. I have a very, very proud sense, in myself when I see another subscriber on my channel. Very much earned, you know what I mean? Because people do not subscribe to one's channel if they don't like the channel. They subscribe to it if they see something in there that they're intrigued by, that they're interested in, and that they want to be a part of. So it feels very, very awesome to know that every subscriber that I get, it feels like a small victory, because it's earned. I mean, there's 160, I'm in this 165 podcasts later, YouTube videos, 165 YouTube videos down, and I have 15 subscribers on the Zaps podcast so far. But you know what? To a lot of people, that'd be like nothing. But to me, that's a great deal. That's a lot. That's a lot for me. 15 subscribers is crazy, crazy for me. Crazy numbers. And I can't wait until I get thousands and possibly even millions of subscribers. It'd be amazing. I mean, it'd be a great achievement. You know what I mean? To come from not knowing how to do anything to making all this crazy cool stuff happen is just a complete blessing in disguise. You know, it's just a blessing, all of it. You know, just even have 15 subscribers is huge for me. So I can't believe it. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy that that I'm actually doing it, and I figured it out how to do it, and that it's actually working. All this kind of stuff, all this stuff is kind of like slowly weaving together into this amazing, amazing future I have for myself, you know, for the channel and all that kind of stuff. It feels very good to know that all my hard work isn't for nothing. That people are actually enjoying it, and they're subscribing, and they're buying items from my store, and they're checking out my social media and stuff like that, and hopefully buying my products as well too, and checking out all my videos, buying all my paintings, all my books that I created, all my video games, all my photography and G Clay prints, all that, all my original creations, and my movie DVDs, and my band merch, and my music CDs and albums and vinyls. It's absolutely insane what one person can do. You know, I couldn't imagine a whole team, and so that's why I fully understand now why companies have very big, large teams, because I mean, there's just a lot of work to be done. You know, and one person, it's very difficult for one person to bang out, nearly impossible for one person to bang out what 20 people can do at one time in one day. So I understand business a lot more now as I'm getting older, and I'm learning it slowly every single day, you know. Always have to have a positive mindset when you're dealing with business, because you're gonna run into a never-ending stream, a never-ending barrage of problems. From small, from micro to macro problems, from micro problems to micro huge problems. So the thing is, you have to just chop one tree down at a time. You know, as soon as you run into the problem, focus, chop that tree down. Once it's done, finish, and so everything's good, move on to the next one. That's the way I go about my life. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Wouldn't have it any other way. I just banged out a lot of problems this week. I banged out a lot of financial things going on. And it's very insane that, it's a very long time coming. And it feels like a very big weight's been lifted off my shoulders, just as far as the financial debts that I've been kind of subdued to for a very long time. And I finally just whacked them off clean, cold turkey. And feels very good to have that off my back. It feels good just to be slowly getting back to normal, you know, just as far as just financially goes. I went through a very crazy heaping stump of financial problems, like for the past year and a half or whatever like that. So it's just been insanity. I mean, well, that's just life. If you guys could understand what I'm saying, you have to run into these problems to understand how to handle it correctly, and to what not to do and what to do next time properly. There's no way around it. It's just how it is. It's just how things are gonna happen. You know, that's just life in general. That's just business in general. Is that you're gonna have to just run through it. You're gonna make a whole bunch of mistakes, and that's just called the learning curve. You know, in the beginning, you're not gonna know anything. You're not gonna know nothing, so you're gonna bump into every single small nook and cranny problem you can possibly think of along the way, especially in life. So that's just part of the that's just part of that's just part of it. That's just part of how it all goes. So it was very difficult, I'll tell you guys that. I know there's gonna be a gazillion more crazy problems coming up, but I can tell you what, it was tough. It was really hard to make it through this and to actually find victory after so long. Very much insanity, just very much crazy, crazy, crazy stuff I just went through, and I finished it all off myself and focused and honed down, got my auto insurance, paid off my credit card, about to pay off my little debt here in another little situation. So it's insanity in general, and I got money coming too, more money too. So it's just, it's crazy, crazy, crazy times for me right now. It's on the up. It looks like it's about to get good. Things are about to start happening. So it's just amazing all around in general. The zombie apocalypse pandemic survival is going insanely good right now. More so than usual. Yeah, so I gotta run and ship this off to the post office. I gotta grab some grub, and I'm gonna get some coffee, some grub, and some snackies. And I gotta go to work in about 4 hours, so I'll see. So I'm gonna call it good for today, you guys. I love each and every single one of you guys who follow, my family, my friends, new followers, old followers. And of course, new subscribers and lurkers in general. Thank you all for tuning into my podcast. And this has been Zaps number. This has been Zaps number 166, again, of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. I've been your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges First the Beast podcast. And as always, I'll see you guys on the next Zaps. Zaps 167 tomorrow. Same time as always. So I hope you guys have a beautiful day today, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Take care. Bye.